Welcome inside the vault. This is a collection of previously unreleased lessons from eight-figure entrepreneurial mastermind, Arjun Robbins. And in case you didn't see the warning label, this content can be explicit, and it is for serious entrepreneurs only. This lesson picks up from last week's episode from the April 2016 live quarterly meeting. Listen in as Arjun shifts the focus from commit to decide. Let's go to the vault.
Working with Arjun is like having a shortcut to future you.
Every time I can have an opportunity to spend time with Arjun, I try to take it and be a sponge.
I thought everyone was crazy. You know, they were running to the front of the stage to see this person. Arjun's wearing his crazy shirt.
You know, he drinks tiger blood in the morning just for fun, and he's like breathing down my throat.
Sometimes it's terrifying to work with him. It's like he's looking into your soul, but it's growth the whole way.
I'd like you to please identify a decision that you made 7 minutes ago. See, life is made up of decision after decision. It's moments. We make decisions in a moment, and 7 minutes later, we don't even remember the decision. But it's a decision that affects how you're living right now. We're unconscious. We haven't learned how to make real decisions, and so we go through life making pseudo-decisions. We go through life basing our actions on preferences. The word decide means to cut off all other options. Going back isn't a choice when you've made a decision, because you've cut off all other options. But no one ever taught us how to make a real decision. No one ever taught us any of the tools that we could use to make real decisions. And so we go through life moment by moment, making preference after preference, thinking that we're making decisions, and we're not. We're just going through life with preferences. And then we wake up in 10 years and 20 years and 30 years, and where's my life? My life is a collection of random preferences with no real decisions. Or maybe there's like one or two real decisions that you can remember, and those are like the high watermarks of your entire life. Holy crap, what would happen if you made real decisions every quarter? Imagine the life you'd get to live then. What's the decision you made 7 hours ago? Remember, identify one single decision you made 7 hours ago. Can anyone even remember a real decision that you made 7 days ago? Can you remember a single real decision you made 7 months ago? 7 years ago? Not even to the day. Not even to the month, just during the year, 7 years ago, can you remember one single real decision you made? Or did you just go through the entire year tripping from preference to preference to preference, hoping that somehow it all would work out? When you make a decision, you become something. And that precludes the opportunity to be anything else at that moment. You can make another decision to become something else later. But that's what a real decision is. And that's why it's so scary. Because we all want to keep our options open. If you're being completely honest with yourself, and this is self-honesty time, I don't care if you lie to us, just don't lie to yourself. How much time, energy, money did you waste between the time you knew you had to make that decision or you knew you wanted to make that decision and the time you actually made the decision and became the person who was going to Italy, became the person who was moving to Seattle? I'm not asking when did you actually go to Italy or when did you actually go to Seattle, because I'm a person who's moving to Seattle. You become that person when you cut off all other options. When you gave notice at your job, when you told your landlord you weren't renewing the lease, when you signed a new lease or bought a house in Seattle, when you really made it real And you didn't have any other options except to go forward, because now you're a person who is moving to Seattle, not a person who's thinking about moving to Seattle or a person who's thinking about going to Italy. You're a person who is in the process of moving to Seattle, going to Italy, or whatever it is that we're talking about for you. You get what I'm saying? How did you feel once you made the decision? Did you feel relief? Did you feel enthusiasm? Did you feel terror? Did you feel insecurity? Did you feel embarrassment? Did you feel optimism? Did you feel hope? Did you feel excitement? Did you feel trepidation? Did you feel ticklish? I don't know. How did you feel? When you made that decision, how did that free you to focus your time, to focus your energy, to focus your attention, to focus your psychic whatever on other things that matter so much more? See, because while you're in that state of indecision, what you're doing is you're locking up all of your psychic energy. I'm not saying this to be like, you know, we're not going to go howl at the moon tonight and play drum circles and, you know, eat granola tonight. But we have psychic energy. We all understand that. What is the value of this freedom? Is there anyone who doesn't recognize or didn't feel like you freed some time, some energy, some psychic energy, whatever, some attention because you made that decision? Is there anyone who doesn't feel that? Because one of the things that you need to understand and learn and embrace in the skill set of how to make decisions is they're not good and they're not bad. They're just decisions. The outcome may be the outcome you had hoped for, or it may not be the outcome you had hoped for. But the decision itself, it's a bullet. A bullet in the gun of a police officer who's protecting you from robbers is a good thing. A bullet in the gun of a robber who's robbing you is a bad thing. But the bullet is just the bullet. The decision is just the decision. And part of the reason that you guys have so much trouble making decisions is because you go around labeling your decisions. Oh, this is a good decision. Oh, this is a bad decision. There's just a decision. And we don't know how it's ultimately going to play out. Not hiring the staff that forced you to do the work that you didn't want to do, that you weren't good at doing, that you didn't really understand how to do, that maybe you were a little bit intimidated to do, maybe that forced you to grow. And by growing, maybe that gave you a new level of competence and a new level of skill and a new level of awareness about what to look for when hiring someone to do that kind of a job. And maybe 5 years from now, when you are looking at your $5 million firm and you've got 30 people on your staff, you're going to look back at it and say, wow, I'm really glad that that decision happened and it forced me to learn how to do this job so that I could be better, because there's no way I would have been able to hire, train, manage, and work with 30 people on my staff if I hadn't been forced to figure out how to do that job. I don't know. I mean, I'm playing out one scenario for you that could be to try to illustrate the point that you can't go through life labeling your decisions. You've got to just make the decision.
If this episode is resonating with you, click the link in the show notes below to learn more about the upcoming 5-week business plan bootcamp. Yes, this is a free virtual bootcamp, which means seats are limited in order to provide personal attention and laser coaching. Click the link below and turn this podcast episode into an actionable business plan to grow your law firm. And now, back to the show.
All right. What's a decision you're going to make right now? Pick one of your 7 decisions. Is it a get money decision, a keep money decision, a keep sanity decision, or a want to do decision? How am I going to feel about this decision? How am I going to feel about making this decision or postponing this decision 7 minutes from now? How am I going to feel about making this decision or refraining from making this decision 7 minutes from now, how am I going to feel? In 7 minutes, will you even remember this decision? If you're being really honest with yourself, yes or no? 7 hours from now, how are you going to feel about making the decision? If you make the decision right now, if, I'm not saying you have to, if you made that decision right now, based on the best information available to you, even though it may be incomplete, probably is incomplete, almost every decision is made on incomplete information. If you made that decision right now with nothing but the best information available to you, how do you think you would feel about having made that decision? Or how do you think you'll feel knowing that you passed up the opportunity to make that decision right now at this moment? How do you think you'll feel 7 hours from now? You still going to feel relieved that you postponed making the decision, or are you still going to be haunted by that decision and a little bit resentful to yourself? Like, why did you not just make that decision? How do you think you're going to feel 7 days from now if you leave that decision unmade? How do you think you're going to feel 7 days from now if you make that decision and you can leave that decision behind? It's been made. Move on. Now you can focus on taking action. Whether the outcome turns out to be what you hope or doesn't turn out to be what you hope, look, I mean, the outcome's never going to work out exactly the way you thought it would. Never, ever, ever will it work out exactly the way you hoped. That's reality. But how are you going to feel about having made the decision and moved on? That's the point. Will you even remember the decision 7 months from now? I mean, you really think you're going to remember that decision? If it's a decision you're not even going to remember 7 months from now, it's probably not a decision that's worth dragging around with you for another 7 months, is it? Last part of this exercise, and this is really important. Write a note to yourself. Write a note from your 7 years from now self to your 7 minutes from now self about this decision. 7 years from now, you're going to be who you're going to be. Have that future self write a note to your present self about this decision. And while you are doing that, I'm going to recite some poetry to you. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds me and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. How are you making your decisions?
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for more lessons from the vault.